Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I am so grateful for freedom through Jesus Christ. There's a freedom that we can enjoy in our land, yeah, for a little while, but oh, that freedom that comes from Jesus is everlasting. I was listening to Dennis Prager on the way to the studio today, and he says a lot of parents ask him, what can we do? What can we do with this country going to hell in a handbasket? And he said, take your children out of school. And that is a very, very big assignment for most parents, because if you take your children out of school, what are you going to do? You're going to homeschool. And homeschool is such a responsibility and an undertaking. And I know Kimberly homeschooled for 20 years. And I am so grateful for my daughter sacrificing those years to give her children education that they wouldn't have received in school. So if you have children or grandchildren, think about that. Homeschooling next year, it will be so good for them. Such a wonderful transition from the worldly education to an education that mom or grandma or dad or grandpa can give them. God bless you. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And this is from the American Center for Law and Justice. I know that the Lord Jesus is coming soon, simply because of Sodom Gomorrah atmosphere that we're seeing in the world. And this is the latest email from ACLJ, and Jordan Seculo says, I should probably start this email with a warning. What President Biden is funding is utterly disturbing. We know that President Biden has forced you to fund abortions internationally, and it's true that your taxpayer money, when you pay taxes, you don't know what it's going for. And now with this administration, you're paying into abortion. He's forcing you to fund Planned Parenthood's abortion business. President Biden's new budget would remove a decades-long pro-life taxpayer protection and force you to directly fund abortions right here in America. But now the Biden administration is restoring taxpayer funding for experimentation with aborted babies' body parts. We're talking about humanized mice and worse, truly demented stuff. This is pure evil, and you're being forced to fund it. At the ACLJ, we've been on the front lines of this fight for years. We're in the middle of a major case in federal appeals court after an unjust jury award gave millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood because pro-lifers exposed the illegal sale of aborted babies. And you heard this probably several years ago. This came into the headlines. And now President Biden is funding it. This cannot stand. We filed a lawsuit over the Biden administration's funding of these disgusting practices. And tomorrow is the pro-abortion Biden deep state's court deadline to respond to our suit. We must stop President Biden from forcing you to fund the expansion of the abortion industry. And we must have precious unborn babies. We must save them. We must save precious unborn babies. And we need you. And you know what to do. You go to ACLJ.org. You sign the petition, Stop Biden Funding the Sale of Aborted Babies. You know, he's got a 54% approval rate. These people are either naive or totally ignorant about what this president is doing. Maybe they just don't listen. I don't understand that. But go and sign that petition. Sign Biden stop Biden funding the sale of aborted babies and give to this wonderful organization. I thank God for all of these organizations that are promoting the First Amendment for conservative people, people that of religious bent, people that trust in God, that believe in God. So pray for them often. It's important that you do, because if you do, if you don't, who's going to? So thank you for praying also for Donald Trump, Melania Trump, and their family. They're going through, you know, some years of adjustment here, and hopefully we'll see them in 2024 again. Memory verse for this week is 1 John 4, verse 4. You are from God, little children. That means you belong to God, little children, and have overcome them, the Antichrist spirits, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. I hope you know the address of that verse. 1 John 4, verse 4. Easy to memorize. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that I am a source of blessing and not a cause of offense. I do everything in my power to communicate correct messages, and as an act of my will, I immediately move to bring healing and restoration whenever misunderstanding and offense have occurred. And you can do that as an act of your will, Father God. I thank you that every word that comes out of my mouth is truth. And if for some reason it is not, I go to that person or go to the source and I tell them. And boy, many times in my life have I said something stupid and I've had to go and apologize personally. Yes, personally. Knock on the door. Oh, that teaches you very quickly. I do everything I can to destroy what the devil is trying to do. I make it my aim to walk in the Spirit, to speak the love of God into every situation, and to refuse to let the devil use me to cause others to trip and fall. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Ooh, a good one, a good confession. Thank you, Rick Renner. And he's got 365 days of power that you can buy. You can get it online by going to renner.org and order that devotion that I've been using for over 3 years now. I like what Kimberly was talking about yesterday, and it's not because she's my beautiful daughter, but because she could be in a dumper right now with her emotions, but she has chosen not to. If you got a June Express, you'll see her photo with her article on respondability. She's chosen not to get emotional, but to stand strong in God's word. She talked about the decisions that you make and your perceptions regarding the circumstances around you. She was teaching for you yesterday. And you can look at it with eyes on the world or with eyes on God. That's your decision to make. If you call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, then you have a choice to opt for the one who died for you or to opt for the world. You begin to get serious about following his word and learning about being a fruitful believer. Right there in Galatians 5:22, Paul lays it out. He tells us what the fruit of your life should look like. And you should memorize that too, Galatians 5:22. There are some of you that have been in the way, in the way, for 30 years, and you do not know addresses or references yet. Okay, it's time for you to do that. When you find a scripture, you learn the address. Paul tells us what the fruit of your life should look like. And here, your life should be full of love, overflowing with joy and peace. Those are the first three fruit of Holy Spirit. And long-suffering in patience, being kind when kind is not a word that is widely used in this world. So as a follower of Jesus Christ, you need to show kindness. And goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness are attributes of God himself. So our example here is Jesus. And then there's self-control. Self-control, one of the fruit, could be the hardest fruit to grow and develop in a believer's life. I know, I've been there. I'm not going to do that. I'm not ever going to eat too much. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to say this. Boy, and it just takes a momentous thing for us to learn. Then there's self-control. And I want to speak from John 17. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. Guard their hearts from evil, Jesus is saying. And this is his last chapter before he goes to be crucified. Father, I don't ask you to take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil one. They are not of this world, so sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. How do we get rid of these habits? we get into the Word of God. So we learn from this prayer that Jesus was praying to the Father that you are going to live this earth life on earth, and He will help you to control yourself and avoid temptation from the enemy. And how do you cleanse and continue to bear fruit? Get in the Word. The Word sanctifies so you can represent Jesus on the earth. That word sanctify, I looked it up in the Webster dictionary, Noah Webster. It's to consecrate or set apart, to make productive of blessing or holiness, to appoint for a holy and sacred use, to purify. That means you get all the defilement out of your life. All the defilement that does not please God, that grieves Holy Spirit, you get all of that. Get rid of it. And you cannot allow your days to go by in a fog. So it's important that every day when you rise up, you're looking forward to that day and doing something for Jesus and being kind to people, being loving to people, being peaceful, and being joyful. I know. It's a real hard assignment, but we are able to get through because we have Holy Spirit in us who is our teacher. Now, Hebrews 5, 11 through 14 says, concerning him, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. Now, he's had just been talking about the Lord. So he says, it's hard to explain to you, and I can't explain to you because you've become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness. You just haven't grown. You haven't grown up. It's like you're staying in first grade and staying in first grade and staying in first grade and staying in first grade. And it's so important that you learn, friend. God doesn't want you to be an infant. He doesn't want you to be a baby all your life. He wants you to get on the meat, in the meat of that word, and practice righteousness and be able to discern good and evil. Now, we talked about that last week with the gifts of Holy Spirit. And there it is again, the gift of discerning of spirits that you'll find in 1 Corinthians 12. It's so important for us right now in this day and age because we hear news all over the place, on your iPhone, on television. You've got to know if the source that you're listening to or watching is true or not. And so many times I've had people email me these stories and come to find out when you fact checked, they're not real. So you've got to know where that source is coming from. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Do you think that the most spiritual thing you can do is attend church on Saturday or Sunday? Is that the most spiritual thing you do all week? When was the last time you read the Bible through from Genesis to Revelation? Genesis to Revelation. Okay, boy, that's a biggie. Do you underline as you read and study? Do you read the Bible every day? Okay, if your answers are, yes, I go to church and I take my Bible and I take my iPhone. I find more people now without Bibles and with their iPhones and iPads, okay? And the last time I read my Bible from Genesis to Revelation was never. Or, no, I don't underline because I don't want to mess up my Bible. Oh, I've heard that over and over again. And, no, I'm so busy, I just can't get to my Bible every day. Then you are still an immature Christian, and you don't want to dive into the water and immerse yourself with Jesus. Oh, and I desire that for you. That's why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3, brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I found it impossible to speak to you as those who are spiritually mature people, for you are still dominated by the mindset of the flesh. And because you are immature infants in Christ, I had to nurse you and feed you with milk, quote, milk, not with the solid food of more advanced teachings, because you weren't ready for it. This word milk that he used would include the basic teachings of your faith. The more advanced teachings Paul describes as spiritual solid food, something you can sink your teeth into. And then when you hear these pastors or teachers talking about new things such as revelation knowledge that they have received from a particular scripture, you're ready to receive it. You're ready to receive it and take it in. In fact, Paul goes on to say, you're still not ready to be fed solid food. for you're living your lives dominated by the mindset of the flesh. Ask yourselves, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourselves with others? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? Whoa, I have been part of a church, well, several churches that were divided because of stupid things. They took sides. It's so sad. And usually then the pastor has to leave. He resigns. This should not be in the body of Christ. If so, this proves that you're living your lives centered on yourselves, dominated by the mindset of the flesh, and behaving like unbelievers. Now, Romans 8:6 is a great scripture because it says the mindset on the flesh is death. The mindset on the spirit is life and peace. And the mindset on death can't even focus on God. It's hostile towards God. It can't even relate to the things of God. So you don't want to have a mindset of the world, because that's focused on things that are ungodly and it will result in death. Hebrews 6:1, verse 1 says, now is the time for us to progress beyond the basic message of Christ and advance into perfection. Yeah, now is the time for us to progress. Let us press on to maturity. The foundation has already been laid for us to build upon, turning away from our dead works to embrace the faith in God. That should have been done a long time ago in your life. If you've received Jesus 30 years ago, that working on turning around those habits should have been done a long time ago. Turning away from your dead works to embrace faith in God, teaching about different baptisms, that should be under the blood of Jesus. Impartation by the laying on of hands. Oh, so many people still get in line to have hands laid on them. That should be a long time ago when you were a new Christian, an immature Christian. Resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. You should have the answers for that by now. So with God's enablement, we will move on to deeper truths. And these truths are so good. In Ephesians 5:6-21, Paul is saying to the church. Now, the book of Ephesians is meant for the church. That's you. Don't be fooled by those who speak their empty words and deceptive teachings telling you otherwise. This is what brings God's anger upon the rebellious. Don't listen to them and live like them at all. Once your life was full of sin's darkness, but now you have the very light of our Lord shining through you because of your union with Him. Your mission is to live as children flooded with His revelation light. And the supernatural fruits of His life will, the supernatural fruits of His light will be seen in you. Goodness and righteousness and truth and love and joy and peace. All of the fruit of Holy Spirit. Then you will learn to choose what is beautiful to our Lord. Verse 11 of Ephesians 5, and don't even associate with the servants of darkness because they have no fruit in them. Instead, reveal truth to them. The very things they do in secret are too vile and filthy to even mention. As I was talking to you about the experimentation on mice to make them humanized, this is vile. This is filthy to even mention. And whatever the revelation light exposes, it will also correct, and everything that reveals truth is light to the soul. This is why the scripture says, arise, you sleeper. Arise, all you apathetic Christians. Arise, all you people that are asleep. Rise up from your coffin, and the anointed one will shine his light into you. It's not too late. It's not too late. That's the beautiful thing about it. Verse 15 and 16 of Ephesians 5 says, so be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom, for we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. And don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. You got to stop living foolishly, because you will not be able to discern God's wisdom and His grace if you continue on your avenue of being in the world. And don't get drunk with wine. That's verse 18 of Ephesians 5. Don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled continually with Holy Spirit. and your hearts will overflow with a joyful song to the Lord. Keep speaking to each other with words of scripture, singing the psalms with praises and spontaneous songs given by the Spirit. That's why we have our monthly meetings. We have our meetings because we sing the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God, and we read scriptures to each other. It's wonderful. Our next meeting is going to be June the 12th. Always give thanks to Father God for every person he brings into your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always give thanks to God. Every day there's such opportunity to give thanks to him. For if he's not Lord of your life, friend, he's not Lord at all. John and I have a song on our Rejoice album. Lord, if you're not Lord of everything, then you're not Lord of all.
Lord at all.
He's not your Lord of everything. Everything in your life. You've uncovered everything in your life and you've shown it to Him. You've exposed everything in your life to Him. Well, if He's not Lord of everything in your life, then He's not Lord at all. And we can make that right now. Lord Jesus, I haven't given You everything. Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry for not being a mature Christian, for just taking every day and just squelching it, wasting it. But Lord, I want Holy Spirit now to teach me how to take each day and find value in it, find value in each day I live. Colossians 1, 21 through 24 says, "And now there's nothing between you and Father God, for He sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. If indeed you continue to advance, if you continue to advance in faith, assured of a firm foundation to grow upon, never be shaken from the hope of the gospel you have believed in." And this is the glorious news I preach all over the world. "We're happy to take on affliction still to be endured for the sake of His body, which is the church." Oh, we can celebrate in those sorrows, friend. We can celebrate in those afflictions, knowing that Jesus went through them victoriously, and you can come through victoriously. Oh, it's been so good being with you this week. Darren and I are going to be on the air again tomorrow. And remember the meeting on June the 12th. We'll be gathered together again to enjoy breakfast and songs and a Bible study. God bless you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.